Shortly before his death in 2002, 93-year-old Episcopal priest Fred MacDonald spoke with an interviewer about his lifelong love of art and architecture and his particular fondness for stained glass.
I love the glass in medieval churches. It's so rich and vibrant.
As a U.S. Army chaplain during World War II, Father MacDonald traveled across Europe in 1944 and 45 with General Omar Bradley, ministering to Allied forces from a variety of denominations. Shocked by the devastation and wanting to remember what he saw, he picked up pieces of colored glass from some 24 damaged or destroyed sanctuaries in Germany, France, Holland, Belgium, and England. At each stop, he placed the fragments in carefully labeled envelopes and mailed them home to his mother in Seattle.
The shards represented something deep that you ought to remember about this. It's so often a little thing that can bring back a flood of memories into your head.
For most of his life, Father MacDonald kept the shards stashed in a shoebox under his bed. He never even showed them to family members, says his great-nephew, San Francisco restaurant owner Bruce MacDonald. But then again, he says, his great-uncle collected many things.
So he was quite a pack rat in many different ways, and the glass shards, I think, were for him the memories from the war.
The shards stayed in the shoebox until 1999, when the subject of stained glass came up over dinner at the Sequoia's retirement community in San Francisco, where Father MacDonald lived the last 20 years of his life. He and his friends brainstormed over what to do with the collection. One of them contacted Armel LaRue, an artist from France who now lives in the Bay Area.
The shards themselves weren't like antiques or amazing by themselves, but what was amazing was the fact he put them in envelope and the way he talked. And his memory was incredible.
LaRue and a team of 12 other artists used the pieces to create 25 new windows. She spent last week scraping and brushing off the dust, getting them ready for their public debut today at the Officers Club at the Presidio. The modern windows, some no larger than a dinner plate, combine Father MacDonald's irregularly shaped pieces with new glass. They also include some non-traditional materials such as silkscreen and vinyl. And etched in each window are the words of Fred MacDonald describing a wartime memory. LaRue says the priest collaborated with the artists on all but a few of the pieces.
I think we were on the same mindset about doing the pieces once the concept was born. It was like, oh, for that piece, it'd be great to do that. And he provided me with a bunch of documents and all of that reference from different artists.
LaRue reads the text of one describing a bereft mother Father Fred MacDonald met while picking up shards in the German town of Wiesbaden.
He says, a cleaning woman told me she was rushing to a shelter when a blast blew the child from her arms, who she never saw again. And that story always like, maybe because it's a child, but maybe it's also like almost Fred being there talking to that woman who had lost a child that way. And so I think the piece is a very emotional one for that reason.
Chunks of red, orange, and purple shards are pieced together to depict the woman with her arms stretched open, a small star over her head, but no child in sight. LaRue says Father MacDonald lived long enough to perform a blessing over it. In the interview for a DVD that will be shown at the Presidio exhibition, Father MacDonald commented on a piece by LaRue featuring 11 gray shards that appear to be falling from a window overlooking a beautiful countryside. He said the shards came not from a church, but from Adolf Hitler's summer home in Germany.
I think Armel has done a very good job of assembling them against a background of blood red glass, sort of illustrating the terrible things that belonged to Hitler and his decisions, and with these gray, smoky glass pieces in the window. I think it should be thought-provoking for anybody who looks at it.
Father MacDonald said the new light shining through the war-torn shards should serve as a symbol of hope for lasting peace. The windows will have a permanent home in a new wing planned for the chapel at the Presidio's Interfaith Center. Executive Director Paul Chafee says, unlike traditional sanctuary windows, The McDonald windows will not be placed high off the ground.
These will be much more accessible, and it won't be in a place with pews. It will be in a meditation environment, and people will be able to go up to them.
The windows will stay on display at the Officers' Club until mid-April. Then exhibit organizers plan to take them on tour. Interfaith Center officials say they hope to have the windows installed permanently at the Presidio in about 2 years. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Radio News.